appreciate the opportunity once again to be able to stand here in this pulpit here. It's always good to come home, amen. You know, I was telling some of the young folks, you know, we was here for you guys now. So where we want to sit, let us sit down, amen. just joking here. But amen. Amen, Sister Tills, I see you still got it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I know me and her are about the same age, so we're getting older, but she's still singing like she's young. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's good, as I said, it's good to be here. Opportunity, appreciate the opportunity. It's allowed me to be able to preach at Cove. I've never understood why, you know, a small town boy out of Pine Bluff, Arkansas, get this privilege to preach among some big hitters, amen. And conference, and it's always a joy and a privilege, amen. I want to say that I thank God for my wife. Almost 27 years ago, we got married here at the Grace Independent Crossroads. Amen. So I'm at home, amen. Crossroads, and my wife doing the same thing she do at home. Hey, Miss Bowman, you train them well. Let me tell you, you train our ladies well. But thank God for her and Dr. Sis. I want to say again publicly that really appreciate what you had to say yesterday. They really encouraged us young fellows to really enjoy the moments with our wives. Amen. And I really appreciate that, Dr. Sis. That meant a lot to me personally. And thank God for you. Also, I want to thank God for, you know, it used to be when we come, we were Pastor and Mrs. Hart. Now we enjoy Joseph and Joshua's parents. Amen. 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 Thank God for our young people and Kenny. Hopefully we're going to get them full time. Amen. Boy, you can't ask for your children to be under somebody better than Pastor Kenny Baldwin. And man, what a thrill. Amen. Amen. Well, I know that I want to say hello to Grace Independent Baptist Church. I know we got some people watching. This October be 23 years.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Seemed like just the other day we went and started the Grace Independent Baptist Church. 23 years of ministry. 4 years ago, we had the privilege, almost 4 years ago, we had the privilege of starting to work there in Texas County, Texas, the Calvary Independent Baptist Church. I want to tell them hello also tonight. I know they're watching. I want to tell them also hello tonight. Amen. Amen. Well, I've been given the topic, grace. Amen. Amen. Grace through faith, the greatest message ever given. And it is. And, but where would we be without God's grace? Without his unmerited, undeserving favor that God hath given us. The opportunity we have to go to heaven because of his grace, amen? His goodness, his mercy, amen? If you have your Bibles tonight, turn to Ephesians chapter 2. And you know me, amen. They say I'm going to stay in my lane, amen? Amen. We'll give you looking forward to Dr. Sis amen tonight. But Ephesians, going to give you something here. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8-9, a very familiar passage of scripture that we use when we're soul winning, when we're leading people to Christ. I want a few things out of it tonight that I want to share as we talk on the subject of grace. Grace. The Bible says here in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and verse 9, the Bible said, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Father, we thank you so much, God, for the privilege and opportunity once again to stand behind this pulpit. God, we thank you for God, all the times we've had here, Lord, the training we've had under my pastor, Dr. Baldwin, and the friends that we've met over the years, God, it's hard to believe how time have gone by. But God, we pray, Father, as we come tonight, God, you know the thoughts you've laid on my heart. And God, help me to do that which you have asked me to do, Lord. And Father, I pray, thank you, dear Lord, for your grace, your mercy, and ask God you bless this time in a very special way. In Christ's name we do pray. Amen. Let me give you a thought tonight as we talk on this subject of grace. And I thought about it, and I said, you know, I thought this. I never want to lose the focus of His grace. Never want to lose the focus of God's grace. I think of the song we sing, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. The Lord hath promised good to me. His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. When we've been there 10,000 years, amen, bright shining as the sun, we know less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun, amen. Praise God for His grace. You know, it was November the 7th. 1984. There at Pastor Brian Disney's living room couch. On a Wednesday night, after a Wednesday night church service, thought I was doing pretty good. Grew up in a traditional Baptist church, was a junior superintendent of the church. Thought I was doing all right. Knew to go to church, was taught to go to church. Parents made sure I was at church every Sunday morning. But all of a sudden, I got in a good old-fashioned, fundamental, independent, Bible-believing church. Amen. Never forget, I began to hear the clear presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Boy, the Holy Spirit of God began to work on me. I never forget, I got tired of trying to fight. I got tired of trying to justify it. I got tired of trying to figure out, I'm saying I'm okay. But I never forget, November 7, 1984, went back to Pastor Brian Disney's house around 10 o'clock. And there on that living room couch, I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Got saved. Got glorious saved by the gospel of Jesus Christ. And let me tell you something. It has never gotten old. Amen. It's still like it was yesterday. Amen. It's never gotten old. God saved me by His grace. I got saved by the grace of God. And I'm forever grateful. Oh, His grace. Amen. Bible tells us here in this passage, for by grace. Amen. For by grace are ye saved through faith. You know, the thing that, when I think of grace, I think about where I was at. Hopeless and helpless. And I think about the fact that God, I mean, there was no hope for me. Hey, look, let me tell you something. Hey, I was on my way to hell. There was no good. There was not anything I could do to accomplish heaven. I was on my way to hell, but by the grace of God. Amen. By His grace, amen. Boy, I had an opportunity. God gave me an opportunity. God allowed me an opportunity. November 7th. Boy, I took advantage of the opportunity. I'll never forget, I kneeled there on that couch and asked Jesus Christ into my heart. Said, for by grace are you saved through faith. Oh, the grace of God. Amen. Something that we don't deserve. An undeserved, unmerited favor of God. But let me tell you something, it never gets old. Man don't deserve it. Look, hey, but yet God loved me and cared for me. That, let me tell you something. And why? You know, honestly, I could have been Muslim. I could have got off in the charismatic movement. You know, I could have been a Jehovah Witness. But oh God, look down, amen. And have favor on me. Amen. Who allowed me the opportunity to get saved. Amen. Man, I got saved. And I'm grateful. Boy, I'm thankful for the saving grace of Almighty God. Amen. For by grace are ye saved. Man, let me tell you something. God, His grace, God saved me. Not only he saved me, God saved me to serve him. For by grace are you saved through faith. You know, I think about, we talk about this thing of grace, the goodness and the mercy of Almighty God. You know, the thing that amazes me the most is that this grace wasn't just for them. It was forever. The eternal grace of God that God allowed me to get saved that night. And boy, he saved me forever, amen. And boy, I am so grateful for God's grace. You know, I think about, we talk about God's grace and we talk about his goodness and we talk about the mercy of God. And let me tell you something, it don't get old. And boy, just to think. You know, we don't deserve it. You know, I tell myself all the time, don't ever let the grace of God get old. Amen. I got saved that night, November 7, 1984. I never forget it. I'm so grateful for it. The grace of Almighty God. Amen. Oh, the grace of Almighty God. See, I never want to lose focus of that. Never lose focus of His grace. His grace that He provided. His grace, the opportunity to serve, to get saved. The grace of God to serve in God's grace. Wonderful grace, amazing grace. Y'all forgive me just a little bit. Oh. Haven't gotten open. Grace of God. You know, when I was looking into this thing, it was getting to me then. I was going to try to get myself together before I got up here. grace of God. Man, I'm on my way to heaven. Because it's grace. He didn't, let me tell you something, he didn't have to do it for me. Let me tell you something. What are you on? I'm a sinner. I've sinned against God. I've done God wrong. And yet God will have grace. Reach down and save me. You know, I tell myself, I don't ever want to get over it. I want to always be grateful. I want to always be thankful for God's grace. His grace is good. Thank God for his grace. Amen. Well, oh, the grace of God. You know, turn over to 1 Timothy. Now, hold your finger. We're going to come back. We'll come back and look at some more 289. But look at 1 Timothy. And look here at chapter 1. Hold the grace of God. I get together in a second, boy. Oh, hey, look at 1 Timothy. Don't ever want to lose focus of God's grace. Don't want to lose focus of God's goodness and God's mercy. Here in 1 Timothy, here in chapter 1. And starting right here in verse number 11, the Bible says, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. He said, I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who have enabled me, for that he counted me faithful and put me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did ignorant and unbelief. But no notice in verse 14, and the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. He said, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners whom I am chief. Amen. Oh, don't want to ever get to the point to realize, hey, God saved a sinner. Amen. I've sinned against God. Amen. I've done God wrong. I failed God. Oh, God, by his grace, amen, died on the cross, shed his blood. Boy, gave me an opportunity by his grace. Amen. Oh, let me tell you, I wouldn't be standing if it weren't for the grace of God. Let me tell you something. Never in all the years imagined that I'd be here in a COBRA meeting preaching. That's the grace of God. Why me? Oh, God's grace. God's grace. Amen. God's grace. So I don't ever lose focus of grace. His grace and service and salvation. Thank God for it, for his grace. But something else I want to look at. Go back to Ephesians chapter 2. Look here in verse number 8. It says, for by grace are you saved through faith. Everyone lose focus of his grace and salvation. His grace and service. It says, that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works. Let's stop there. Say, not of yourselves and not of works. You know something else? I don't ever want to lose focus in God's grace when it comes to his strength. And let me tell you something. The work that God has given me, allowed me, let me tell you something. I don't want to ever get to the point and think that, hey, it's something I've done. I don't ever want to get to the point that it's within my ability or my accomplishments or my achievements. Amen. I am what I am by the grace of God. Amen. Hey, I am what I am by the grace of God. Hey, I cannot do this thing without God. And I don't ever want to lose focus of that. Because, you know, hey, I'm a man just like you. Let me tell you something. It's easy when not careful to get lifted up in pride, amen, and get to the point and say, hey, it's easy to get like Nebuchadnezzar. You remember Nebuchadnezzar? Yeah. We ain't got time to go there, but you know Nebuchadnezzar back. You know what he did in Daniel 4? You know what Nebuchadnezzar did? He walked in and Nebuchadnezzar said, oh, look, I'm paraphrasing. Oh, look what I've done. Oh, look what I've accomplished. Oh, look at my abilities. Oh, look what I've achieved. You know what God did to him? God gave him the mind of an animal. That he grazed out there with the cattle. I'm from Arkansas, some of y'all may know. He grazed out there with the cattle, amen. Out in the pasture. You know what Grandpa used to call it, the pasture. Grazed out there. Thought he was an animal. For 7 years. God humbled him, amen. God allowed him to understand, hey, you know who allowed you to have this? You know who allowed you to accomplish these things? You know who allowed you? Hey, he reminded Nebuchadnezzar who he was. And I like what it says here, and you don't have to turn there, but I'll just read it in Daniel 4 and verse 35 and verse 37. It said, all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or stand to him, what doest thou? I like this in verse 36, verse 30. It said, at the same time, my reason returned unto me. And for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and brightness returned unto me. And my counselors and my Lord saw unto me. And I was established in my kingdom in excellent. A majesty was added unto me. And I like to listen to verse 37. He says, now Nebuchadnezzar praised and extolled and honored the King of heaven. Amen. All whose works are truth and his ways judgment. And those that walk in pride. Amen. He is able to abase. Amen. Oh God, keep me humble. Amen. God, always let me know that God, who you are and who I am, God. I am nothing, God, amen. I was nothing when I got saved, and guess what? I'm still nothing, amen. Amen. God, help me, God, to never get to the point. Oh, hey, fellas, gotta watch out now. Amen. Gotta watch out. See, I got a young preacher down there in Texas County, Texas, and we've been in it for a little bit while, you know. And if you ain't careful, you gotta watch out. You gotta watch out. You got to always keep yourself humble, amen. Amen. Yes, amen. To realize that you have what you have by the grace of God. Amen. Right. Amen. Amen. Hey, realize that it's the grace of God. Turn right quick over. Look, right quick. Go over to 2 Corinthians. Let me show you something. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And often, you know, as we involve this thing of church planting and trying to reach the world and do the work of God. You know, after 23 years, you start learning a little something. Never understood it when Pastor said, you start learning a little something. But now notice here in, over here in, what I said, 2 Corinthians. I'm going to show you something here in chapter 12. And we know that. Most of us know us. We know about Paul and being caught up in third heavens and sitting under the tutelage of the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, can you imagine that the universe of heaven instructed Jesus? But I want you to notice something, though, that God did here with Paul. When Paul said in verse number seven, in verse 6, he said, for though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. For I will say the truth, but now I forbear lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure, through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. I've heard different things of what this thorn was. But I'm going to tell you, it was a thorn. Amen. Let's keep it simple. We ain't got time to get into all that. We just know it was something that kept Paul humble. Amen. It was something that kept him, as he says right here, that I should be exalted above measure. But I want you to notice this, that what God put in Paul, notice in verse 9, and he said unto me, my grace, amen, is sufficient for thee, for my strength. Amen. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Notice what he says. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, amen, then I'm strong. You know, God help me never lose focus of your grace and strength. Paul says, look, God put a thorn in my flesh so I can understand who gets the glory. Amen. Amen. Now I understand where the strength belongs. Amen. Oh, let me tell you something. It's easy. Let's be honest about it. It's easy if we're not careful to get lifted up in pride. Amen. It's easy if we're not careful to kind of pat yourself on the back a little bit. Amen. It's easy if we're not careful to walk in and say, you know, I ain't doing a bad job. Boys, some folks and got saved. Man, we done this and we done that. Oh, let me tell you something. It's by the grace of God. I am what I am. By God's grace, amen. I am what I am by God's grace. You know, Paul said, look, he counted all but dung, didn't he? It don't mean anything. Paul said, if anybody can brag on some things, I can't. Paul said it means absolutely nothing, amen. Let's go back here to Ephesians. Let's look at this last one. We'll pray to shut it down. Grace and service. God, let me never lose that focus. Amen. Amen. God, my service to you. You know, I understanding that, hey, I can do nothing without him. Amen. Grace and strength. That, hey, it all belongs to God. But then, well, it's Ephesians 2. Look here. It says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. Notice this, not of works, lest any man should boast. When I look at that, lest any man should boast, I think of shortcomings. Amen. God, help me never lose focus. Lord, when it comes to grace and service, help me, God, to never lose focus when it comes to grace and strength. But God, help me never lose focus when it comes to grace and shortcomings. Let me tell you something. Out of 23 years there in Pine Bluff, there's been some failures. There's been some flaws. You know, and maybe it's just me. I do have a flesh. But let me tell you something. I'm glad for the grace of God. Amen. I'm glad. Boy, you can go to God and ask God to forgive you. I'm glad that you can go to God and ask God to help you. Amen. And God's grace, amen, is sufficient. Amen. Thank God. Hey, thank God for His grace. Hey, thank God for His grace when your flesh, and by the way, I don't know about you, but my flesh is wicked. Amen. I don't know about you, but there are some things that is not pleasing in my flesh. And oh, thank God for His grace, amen. Thank God for the grace of God in the midst of our failures, in the midst of our flaws, and in the midst of our own wicked flesh. Thank God for His grace. Grace of God. Thank God for it, amen. Let me show you something interesting. We talk about the grace of God. I'm going to wrap it up. We talk about the grace of God. Turn your Bibles, you know, over to Matthew chapter 1. And I don't know if some of y'all caught it. I was looking at this the other day. And we know the mistake that David made with Bathsheba when he had committed adultery. And by the way, he paid for that. That cost him. But I was just looking, and I don't know how many times I probably read this, but it dawned on me when I looked at it. It just kind of caught my attention. Here in Matthew chapter 1, as we talk about the grace of God, even in the midst of our shortcomings, the grace of God. And thank God for His grace, amen. Notice here what he says here in verse number 6. And he's talking about, and Jesse begat David, the king, and David the king begat Solomon. Amen. Now notice this, of her that have been the wife of Uriah. The son from a woman that he committed adultery with. That he sinned against God. Yet, Solomon was the child that was born from her. That carried on the lineage. Man, what a God. What a merciful and loving, forgiving, and gracious God. Ooh, what grace. What grace, amen. What a God in heaven we serve, amen. The grace of God. It is the most important man. The grace of God. Where would we be without His grace? His goodness and God's mercy. Can't almost stop, brother. Amen.